Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, exhausted from his journey, sat down at the well. It was now about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone in the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman responded, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman replied, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst, for the water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say the place of worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will neither worship the Father on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, indeed is already here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman replied, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus replied, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town became to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he remained for 2 days. Many more began to believe because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this truly is the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let me use these few minutes in Lent to talk about prayer. I think there are three reasons why we have a difficult time with prayer today. First and foremost, prayer requires solitude, silence, and never in human history has there been a group of people who so surround themselves with noise as we do. If you were to take a typical American teenager and put him or her in a cornfield in Iowa, you're risking mental meltdown because they don't know what silence is. And prayer requires silence and stillness. Prayer is not a monologue, me telling God what has to be done. Prayer is a dialogue, and I have to listen to what God says to me. When I was given this assignment 8 years ago, I was sort of excited. I'm a bit of a history buff. This is certainly the most historic church in the city. But when I got here, I discovered, first of all, there were no people. I had 21 people for the first Saturday, for the first weekend mass. Then I discovered there's no money, the place is broke. And then I discovered that the buildings are falling down. Well, what do I do? After I pour the stiffest scotch I've ever had in my life, do I then go to God and say, pray that he'll give me another assignment? No, I have to go into the stillness, the quiet, and ask him, what do you want me to do in this situation? Prayer is not trying to change the mind of God. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. And we can only do that in the stillness. Secondly, prayer is giving up. Prayer is letting go of my agenda and taking God's agenda. And we're not people who live to yield on things like that. And finally, prayer is impractical, and we Americans only do things that are practical. Wisdom does not come from suffering. Wisdom comes from suffering reflected upon, pondered, and then assimilated into my life. Prayer is not trying to change the mind of God. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. Amen.